Rumi says, "We are the healers, wise men from the East. We have cured many from sorrow and blindness. We uproot the cause of all pain. We bring the dead to life, because we have learned our skill from Christ. Ask those who have witnessed our signs." Just ask those who have witnessed our signs. We mix our medicine from plants of paradise and needs no instruments. For we run through the body like a wind of love. We are the healers, healers of spirit, and do not look for reward. But before we leave, remember not to speak of us. Guard your words, for this world is full of unfriendly ears. I wanted to remind you, because tomorrow we are finished for this time. The world is full of unfriendly ears. And to know the secrets of the wise men from the East, you have to be friendly. So then better to be silent. If it's not friendly people who have an interest in friendliness, in love, in peace, in transformation, better be silent. Better protect the secret, that secret flower in your heart. Only you can guard it, and guard it wisely. Otherwise, it's very easy for an insensitive, unconscious person to tramp on the flowers, no? I have seen it myself many times. In the physical world, people walk straight into the flower bed. Then you make them aware of what they are doing. "Oh, excuse me," they say. They don't even know what to say about the invincible world. We are the healers, wise men from the East. We have cured many from sorrow and blindness. We uproot the cause of all pain. We bring the dead to life. Because we have learned our skills from Christ. Ask those who have witnessed our signs. We mix our medicine from plants of paradise and need no instruments. For we run through the body like a wind of love. We are the healers of spirit, and we do not look for reward. But before we leave, remember not to speak of us. Guard your words, for the world is full of unfriendly ears. Beloved Swa, for some reason I seem to have so much to tell you. So many good things are happening, and not so many people to share it with who understand. No, it's best to share it with wise men from the East. Who mix the medicine from plants of paradise. Who can you tell where you catch these flowers? To say it in short, it feels like I have been groping for so long in the dark. After my long satoris in year 2000, the energy has been working hard for me in its chaotic ways. Now finally things become clear for me. I start to learn and understand, and it affects all aspects of my life. The veil of illusion that was a filter between me and reality seems to dissolve, and I am more and more left naked and exposed to myself and the wind of freedom. I wrote last time about my mother, who didn't die of cancer. She is now declared free of it. I always thought chemotherapy, Saleyevt, was bad stuff, but I see it differently now. This process killed a lot of old luggage for her, like a modern sand stick. One night lately, we were having a good talk together, where we cleared out a lot of misunderstandings that had come between us. No, only love is left. I feel a tremendous ease at the core of my being. She said at the end of our conversation that now she understood that she has to live. Amazing, no? And that is the normal human being. They don't know that they are alive. They need shock treatment just to remember that they are alive. You need that to see that you are alive. Amazing, but this is how it is. She now understood that she has two lives, she said. That's why I say you never know what's going to be a blessing and what's going to be a curse, no? Even cancer can be a great blessing. Huh? Everybody thinks of cancer, oh, it's death. But it brings life also. Don't forget. It just depends how you take it. You can't say what is right and what is wrong in this world. You cannot say what is good and what is bad. It's very mysterious. I love my daughter so immensely. Maybe that is why she has taught me so much by being herself. Lately I understood that she has been teaching me to speak from the heart. When I don't speak from my heart, she consequently refuses to listen. That's why you should all learn from the children. When they are still innocent, they lose interest if it's just from the mind. That's really how it should be. That's how you should be. Just don't talk blah, blah, blah with everybody. You just lose your precious life energy. Just imagine if you could do that. Just stop talking, you could say, or speak from your heart. Otherwise, I'm not interested. Goodbye. Then see how many friends you would have then. Lately, I understood that she has been teaching me to speak from the heart. When I don't speak from my heart, she consequently refuses to listen or follow a word that I say. I tried to make a nice voice, but she just said, "Stop! I don't want to listen to that ugly voice." Finally, I got it. Huh? Finally, I got it. Very good. The parents is trying with the children, and the children is teaching the parents. That's how it should be, because we have lost that, no? And most people, they have lost it totally. You're a lucky person. You have looked at yourself. You have meditated. You've been on this path. You can recognize it. That's why it's a very sad world, because who is listening to the children? Instead, I think they have to teach the children. And what is important is truthfulness, is love, is to be clear, to stand up for what you feel. That's, no, finally you got it. No, I don't want to listen to it either, so I'm doing my best. Very good. My daughter is now 6 years old and started to like meditation because she feels so good and lovely in her heart. She is really good in showing her appreciation for having me as her mother. No words can express my gratitude for receiving her as my child or my teacher. You needed that. Very good, you can see. My capacity for work has also improved. I keep surprising myself by being so total in work. I thought I didn't like it. Yeah, but that was just a thought. That's why, don't think. Then everything is fine. When you think, then everything is upside down then. Otherwise, everything is part of life. When you are not have your for and against. I keep surprising myself by being so total in work I thought I didn't like. Many new work opportunities have also come my way lately. Teaching, designing, directing and giving sessions. Lately I have been finishing my house and garden so it becomes the temple for living and working as it was meant to be. Very good. That's, I tell you many times, make a nice temple in your house, in your room, in your apartment. You have a place, you can retreat. You need a place where you can retreat. Then you can work everything, whatever, is like a drama. You go to the theater, you come home, have a good shower, go into your temple. Very important. And have things that reminds you of the real. Be aware what you have in your temple. I'm so happy to see all the conscious improvements here at Dharma Mountain. To see and feel that people's awareness and love really makes a difference. It's so inspiring. Yeah, I'm very happy here because we have good results. With the medicine men from the East, no? When people are good, these good children, they take the medicine of the plants from paradise, they get very paradise-like. And then more consciousness, then you have to put that out. Everything becomes more beautiful. How can you make beautiful things if you are not beautiful? It comes like a shadow. That's why I say, first do the homework. If you don't know, be quiet. Go deeper. Then when you find the beauty, then creativity will come out of that understanding. Then you will have to put that out. How can you put it out if it's not found? Important thing to find it. Then coming out with it, it comes automatically. And it is becoming more and more beautiful. Because people are becoming more and more beautiful. More and more steady. More and more unwavering. More and more total. More and more devoted. Very good. On many occasions lately, I physically have had the feeling of sensation or sensation that I have been lit up from the inside, coming from the top of the head, and it fills the whole body. It has come in many ways. as if it was a glass container of light, dissolved in light, being a river of light. And now, last time after satsangs, feeling light crystals going through me, it stays with me as a total trust in the Divine Presence. This is right. When you are not in your own way, then something else can flow through them. This is how it is. Now the energy can move because your thoughts, your ego, are going out of the way. How can it flow through if it's all rusty? The pipe is all rusty, no? People are very rusty. They don't know that, no? Then all meditation, self-inquiry, working on yourself, meditation, love, understanding, commitment, satoris, insights, is cleaning this rusty pipe. Like you have a good scrub, steel scrub inside that rusty pipe. Then much more water. The pipe is the same, the body looks the same, no? The pipe looks the same, but inside is totally different. Before, hardly any water could go through. Alive, yes, still you get some drops out of the tap. But rusty, doesn't taste good, not so nourishing. Then after the cleansing process, then, woo, full power. No resistance, clean water. Then outside looks same. Maybe old pipe, rusty on the outside, but clean inside, no? That's why you have to go deeper than the appearance. You never know what is inside. Otherwise, nice painted on the outside, rusty inside. That is more normal now. Very nice. Gold outside and rusty inside. Hardly any juice left. Just rusty water coming out from a gold pipe. Then it's better to be rusty outside than golden inside. That's much, much better. This is right. When you have to clean the passage, then the energy does its own. I have also woken up in the night and thought that the light was brightly on, and when I open my eyes, this room is totally dark. Yes, this is totally good. Does this have something to do with the secret of the golden flower, like in Tantra? Yes, whatever word they use. Kabir says, is like a thousand suns arose in the morning. Not one sun, but thousands of suns. And sometimes it's very strange. You know, I know this, when the energy starts moving, you can wake up in the middle of the night and it's like the sun is there, midnight sun in the middle of the night, inside your room. You want to have sleep. Many times I want to have sleep. I want to be dark. Normally it's dark, short light. No, it's impossible to shut off the light. What you have to do then? What can you do? Make some chai. It's nothing to do with you. It's working on itself, no? Then you see that there's more light inside. There's more light inside than it can ever be on the outside. The whole universe is inside. It means the separations are loosing. No, the borders are start washing out now. Then very good. Only humans make these borders. These lines. The universe doesn't like that borders. if you see it from above, where is the borders then? If you see planet Earth from the moon, where's the borders? But then you have to rise. Everybody who rises, they see, they get the right view. They don't understand then. What is the big fuss? What are you fighting for? They don't have view. And this view comes like this. It can come in many different ways. Like after satsang, feeling light crystal going through me, it stays with me as a total trust in the Divine Presence. Yes, this is the golden flower. In my attention, I just ask, may all shadows show up and dissolve in this bright light. And they do. That's the good thing with light. It doesn't matter how old the darkness has been. And that is very difficult for the mind to understand. But there is a time where darkness is finished. Then light. No, it's a new chapter now. There is an end to suffering, but not to joy, not to gratefulness. No matter how old that darkness is, millions of old, when the sun comes, it's gone. Where can the shadow hide when there is nothing to hide behind? The great thing is that there is not an attachment in me to this light or this shadow. Just witnessing this great mystery and feeling of Divine Presence, eternally smiling, love, Sakina. Yes. There cannot. How can there be attachment or non-attachment? It is. What did you do for it to happen in the first place, no? Sahaju, the enlightened woman, says, in a dream, in a moment, 50 years can pass. When the eyes open, it is all illusion. Such is living in the body. The world is like the last morning star. Sahaju says, it is fast disappearing, like a pearl of dew, like water held in the hollow of your hand. Out of castles of smoke, the mind creates its kingdoms. It is all phantom shadows. Sahaju says, it can never be true. God is one, with or without attributes. I have taught, understood, and seen. My master has given me eyes. He has taken away the veil. Having seen, I'm now convinced. When you see, then you are convinced. If you don't see, how can you be convinced? And that's the whole difference. The whole difference is in seeing, in understanding, in feeling, in realizing. Then the mind can still come up sometimes, blah, 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 but who cares? It has a totally different force. Even if doubt comes up, who cares? You know. I have tried many times to write a letter to you. there is this endless sharing going on. Where to start and where to stop? Don't stop. All the beautiful meetings I have had with you through nature, outside and inside. But something has stopped me. Like in the mountain yesterday, when I was coming close to the top, something suddenly stopped me. It was like going right into a wall of warm energy. Impossible to move on. It was like a bear was waiting for me in there, or something very frightening. It was like going right into a wall of warm energy. Impossible to move on. It was like a bear was waiting for me in there, or something very frightening. Love is frightening. It will consume you, no? Beer. It will eat you up. For fearful people, the beer is very scary, you know? The beer is... But if you get friends with the beer, nothing, I tell you, nothing is so nice to cuddle a grizzly bear. Can you imagine? Such a big, cozy, warm, furry thing. And when he's in his cave, he can relax. He doesn't need to put on his grizzly vibe. No? Then he can relax, just become a little bear, a little teddy bear. Maybe very big, doesn't matter. It's still a bear heart, a baby bear heart. Huh? When people come home, they can relax, no? Take off the coat. Huh? Then if you're friends, then you take care, you know. You can sleep on his belly. Huh? Can you imagine? When you're cold, sleep on the belly to the grizzly bear. So nice. He has a very nice nose also. He can do the dee-dee-dee-dee-dee like that. I honor that bear. I honor that warm energy. I honor that mountain top, which I'm longing for. I honor the blue signs on the trees. Many of them look like hearts that have led me so far, and the one who has made them on the trees. I honor you and what is happening now, forever. Love, Kali. I ask myself, if this is it and there is no tomorrow, no next satsang, no next moment, what will I do? I will collect all of me into one and give it to you by receiving you, my master truth. And now I'm just going to sit here for a while to rest, to eat my food, sing some songs and look around, see what happens. After all, it was such a nice place to stop. Love, Kali. Maybe just now you are taking me by the hand and following me up that last hillside. It feels anyhow very soft now when I write this letter to you. In gratitude, love, Kali. I have to laugh a little of this. It just continues, this sharing. That's how it is. When you give space for the heart, it wants to come out, no? It's been inside so long. Nobody wants to listen to it, no? Everybody wants to listen to the yak, 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 yak. Who wants to listen to the heart? Just once in a while, an innocent child comes and says, "Shut up, Mama, don't speak from there. Speak from your heart, otherwise I won't listen to you." Only children and enlightened ones can tell this to you, no? I'm sitting here listening to dynamic going on under me, listening to you, and just want to receive all your energy. Receiving all the love which was never received. hate, frustration, screaming, despise, disgust, sorrow. What is it all, if not great love, which never was received? I love your wildness. Use your wings and set me free. Something is saying inside me. It is beautiful songs, and I will sing with you. Love, Kali. Whew, this was a long trip. One, just a little question. Now when I'm standing here on this mountaintop and admiring this beautiful landscape, will you teach me how to fly? Kali loves you in any form you may appear. Love. Love, Kali. Very good. If this is not flying, Kali, what is? A little Hanta Yoga song. I have come to drag you out of yourself and take you in my heart. I have come to bring you out the beauty you never knew you had, and lift you like a prayer to the sky. If no one can recognize you, I do. Don't run away. Accept your wounds and let bravery be your shield. It takes a thousand stages for the perfect being to evolve. Like a prayer to the sky. Dear Master, tomorrow will be my last satsang as I leave on Saturday morning. So the time has come again to thank you for this deep and powerful experience of the last 3 weeks. You see, isn't it good I told you to come now? This is how a good disciple should be. He listened to his master, no? You didn't know, but you trusted. Then you were happy. You came. Look now. Thank you only, you say. Thank you. Sometimes the master can't say anything because he knows they don't have ears that is open. They are still too full of their own mind. No? Then what's the point of saying anything? Only when there is a possibility that they are available. Look now, very good. This deep and powerful experience, the last 3 weeks. But I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you a question, which has been with me for some time. In fact, since before the retreat, ever since coming back from waves of love in Brazil, I had frequent episodes of feeling like I'm not sharing the reality, so-called reality, which most people take for granted. I tend to get this feeling, especially when I'm in enclosed spaces with a lot of people, bars, restaurants, airport terminals, etc. It is an unsettling and even quite unpleasant sensation, like these people have convinced themselves that what is unreal is real, and so they have to talk and act a lot to keep up this pretense of the unreal. Sometimes it feels very much like a dream to me, which is what the masters and sages have always said it is. And I'm half in it and half out of it. It's like I'm not really part of all of that anymore, if I ever was. But I have no firm footing anywhere else either, hence the disoriented feeling. No, in this retreat I had similar sense of losing my bearings, but of course in a more conscious and guided way. When I'm home, I experience nature more real than the human world. But here, even nature seems to be dreaming in your Buddha field. I told you, you will remember many things. Just stay, and everything comes up. And this is how it is, Avilash. What people think is real is not real. That's why they have forgotten the real, because they are lost in the unreal. That is the dream world, that is samsara, that is illusion. It's no problem when you see reality as it is. But if you think that the unreal is real, then you're lost in the unreal then. And then they have to keep it up because it's scary. And that's why you start feeling more and more uncomfortable. And very few people go there or go further if they don't know and understand what is happening. Because you are getting different. Everybody is saying that you are crazy. And you start realizing that everybody is crazy. That is what all the masters has been saying. This is the courage. This is where you have to be a true warrior of truth, of your heart, to see the reality as it is. It's nothing to do, it's just to see it as it is. And that is very, very difficult. If you still want to live in the unreal, if you still want to go blah, 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 it happens by itself, and you say, no, it's more and more uncomfortable. You can see it. It's an unsettling and even quite unpleasant sensation. Like these people have convinced themselves. Yes, they have convinced themselves. They have convinced themselves of the unreal. No, they have to keep it up. And that's why they fight the real. Otherwise, the whole world will be in satsang and celebrating. No, that's not how it is. Because they are in the real. In the money, in the dreams, in the projections, in the illusions, in the ego, in the power, in the fame, in the blame. Then who is interested to stop? Who is interested to see? You can't gain anything. Yeah, you can gain freedom. But what? Money is more important. So it will be, and this is very good that it comes up, because no, people will go out in the world again. And it's good to see the situation as it is. You have to be strong in yourself. Take refuge in yourself, in your heart, in your truth, in your love. Then you can go anywhere. You see it as it is. And it will be more and more unpleasant and more unsettling to be in those places. And that is a great sign. Because now you start listening to more to your energies, not to how you should be, not to what people expect from you, not from your old idea and identity and your ego. You start listening to something deeper, something higher. And that gives great freedom. That gives great strength. And that is the only way out. The more you surrender to that, the more strength you get, which is much bigger than any idea. So then you ask yourself, why do you go to those restaurants? Why do you go to those bars? Why do you go to those places? Maybe you should go to other places now. As you change, the whole world will change. Your world will change with it, of course. This is the challenge from God, from existence, from consciousness. Now you start seeing the world in a different way. You start feeling yourself in deeper levels. No, are you going to follow that? Or are you going to go back to the pub? That's going to be more and more difficult. And many people have this split. But this is how consciousness is pushing you. You have to decide again and again. Yeah, they have to keep up the pretense. That's just how it is. And it becomes more and more unsettling even to talk to people who are full of pretense. That's why the mystics always been quiet. Because what to talk about? If you only live in that pretense, if you only live in the unreal, is no way to meet. Only if you are thirsty for the truth, if you are thirsty for reality, only then, and then it's available. Otherwise, if you just wishy-washy, one foot in each, you don't know. Yes, you want the cake, but you want to eat it too. You can have the cake, but only the real cake. You can't have the unreal cake and the real. That doesn't work. Sometimes it feels very much like a dream to me, which is what the masters and sages have always said it is. And I'm half in it and half out of it. It's like I'm not really part of all that anymore, even if I ever was. No, you won't. And nobody has been. But you have thought you've been. You've been astray. Now you're coming back. You start seeing. Hence the disorientated feeling. But this will pass. And when you see it, this is totally normal, Avilash. And you will be even more strong in spirit by following that, and you know it. When I'm home, I experience nature as more real than the human world. And again, that's all the mystics and meditators and peoples of silence and lovers, they wanted to go away from the masses. They wanted to go away from the unreal to the real. They always wanted to be in nature. Why? Because nature is always like it has been. But we are not. So nature has a tremendous healing force. Because it is natural. And many innocent people, they feel more at ease in nature. Because nature doesn't project anything to you. It doesn't say anything. If you look good, if you're bad, or if you behave like this or like that. No, you are accepted. So all real people, all meditators, has always felt attracted to the mountains, to the forest, to the desert, away from these people full of pretense. It's bound to be like that. But the next step is to have a master, a mystic, a Buddha feel. Because then you get even more support, you get even more clarity, and the heart can relax, because now you can talk. Talk the same language. The tree won't answer you. I know this from my own experience. I lived in the mountains, in the jungle, in the beaches, when I met Osho, when I first heard about Osho. And when some of his beautiful disciples that was there, they said, he's waiting for you. But where is he? He's in Pune, a city. No, not I'm not going to any city. No way. I'm in the nature. But then he had gotten under my skin. Then when I met him, then I realized, oh my God, here I found the Himalayas that can talk to me. Here I found the jungle that can communicate. Here I found the natural in a human form. Here I found an alive heart. That was way beyond the nature. But this is very mysterious. This is the mystery of a master. Then the heart will be very happy because it can also communicate that love that human beings have. Otherwise, it will just be a more constricted silence, but no joy. The first time I was in my master's garden and his house, more and more people were coming, so more and more cuckoos also were coming. It tend to be like that. More people, more cuckoos. Then we had to have guards. Then we were walking around, somebody was showing me his garden. And it was, for me, it was dripping. It was dripping bliss from the leaves. And I was amazed that they didn't feel it. The sannyasins didn't feel it. It was dripping. I was wondering, how can I manage to walk? How can I manage to take this round? It is dripping, and it's dripping on me, and I'm getting more and more intoxicated. And I tried to behave as well as I could and communicate. But I was like I had thick honey over me. And they wanted me, Osho wanted me to guard. And I was wondering, how can I manage? How can I manage to be in there? Me, a guard? But this is how the master works. And you get used to anything. I got used to functioning in the honeypot. And be very alert in the honeypot. Both. Totally blissful, totally alert. That he showed me to me, that rascal, huh? I had big doubt, how can I function here? So this is how it is. When I'm home, I experience nature as more real than the human world. But here, even nature seems to be dreaming in your Buddha field. I feel I'm entering a new inner space that is more out of the mind and closer to whatever, something else. Yes, whatever. But that whatever is there, that is for sure. Yet, rather than experiencing this something as something joyful and liberating, it fills me with a vague disquiet, like losing sight of an old shore before the new one comes into view. So, if this is what I'm feeling now, in the peaceful atmosphere here with you and in Dharma Mountain, how am I going to deal with this normal life, so-called normal life, and I go back to it? You always have to integrate it in your life. And this is also the challenge, that you have to make your life more and more in that vision, more and more real. Then it's going to be more and more easy. We have to arrange our life to the real. This is the test now. And it is difficult sometimes when you have one foot in each, but you know where you're going. So it's no problem. That's when that beautiful phrase comes to mind about the master being the ship that takes us across the ocean of samsara. The more I feel that I have truly boarded your ship and that I look to you alone as my navigator, the stronger is my trust that I will indeed reach the other shore. Have no doubt. Be sure, if you are total, the master is total, because he is totality. So if you have no more conflict, welcome aboard. This is the kind of crew that I want, that wants to come and is happy, and there is no doubt about it. Thank you, master, for being there for me. Thank you for your loving guidance. Love always. Avilash. And remember, there is, Jesus talks about that also, the dark night of the soul. This is something to do with that, when the old is going. And you can still not see the dawn. But you can see the dawn, that's the difference. With the master, you can see the dawn. Maybe it's dark behind you, but you can see the first morning rays. Maybe the sun hasn't come up over the mountain, but it's still light. To my beloved master, whom I could prostrate before 1,000 times. Today in satsang, when you talked about yourself and the army, tears came to my eyes. 18 years old and already so free, compared to me who, 18 years old, went from the prison of the home, a war zone, to another slavery, so used to being abused with a deep thinking pattern that I didn't deserve what was good, with an addiction to take care of others, people's need, fulfilling the other. I was far, far, far from home. But now, I feel like the luckiest woman on the earth, beloved master, with only one longing left, to sit by your side, drinking the nectar, dying into you, into self. I feel like Maria in the story about Jesus, Martha and Maria. Maria just sat by Jesus' feet, oiling them with the most expensive balm, while Martha, the caretaker, were busy doing, working, stressing and tensing, being angry at her sister Maria. No, at last, Martha is lying on her deathbed, and I start allowing myself to be the very soft and sensitive flower that I always been, but never accepted fully, always pushing myself. I'm so happy to live in this peaceful valley, living in nature, a simple and natural life which my soul has always longed for. And the same in the simple and wonderful life in Ibirakera. Thank you, thank you, thank you, beloved. Now I will sell my beautiful home in Trondheim and really relax and go deeper. No more towns and hard work. And here we mix medicine from plants, from paradise. And you've been taking those. Maybe even without knowing that you take them. It is the pressure and all responsibilities I put on myself that I'm letting go of now. All the pushing. Thank you, beloved, for guiding me home. Osho took me by his hand 20 years ago. And be sure, I have done a lot of homework. Now I have pension and all, I can be around you, I can be around you and the beautiful all the time. I feel so committed. And love and trust is growing. I had a dream. A big voice told me to jump into a big fire. But I felt this deep fear down in the belly. Which always had, I always had, and many people around cried that I shouldn't jump. But out of a sudden, I saw myself jumping into the fire, lying there burning, without any pain. While looking up, I saw the smiling faces of Osho, Yuswaha, Ramana, and Papaji. And I woke up laughing, feeling that I'm in love. This is the secret. When you are ready to burn, then you can see the secret then. And what you were afraid for, what you were really missing. With eternal love and gratitude from your daughter Anandita. My sweet daughter. Beloved Master, my eternal spring, my fellow traveler, who am I to write like this? I am your fellow traveler. I know. I feel that I'm riding in the saddle, riding the fickle horse of the mind. Even though the horse may move, I can still maintain my seat. As long as I have a good posture in the saddle, I can overcome some unexpected moves. And whenever I slip because I have a bad seat, I don't fall off the horse. I just simply regain my posture. Slipping in itself corrects itself automatically, effortless. It is because I trust in basic goodness in me. When small things happen, good or bad, right or wrong, I don't exaggerate them. I constantly come back to my saddle and my posture. Thank you, beloved, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. You teach me and I learn to stop my ambitions and dreams. I trust in myself and I'm trust in gravity of a situation. And because of that, I can uplift myself. When I ride a horse, balance comes, not from freezing my legs to the saddle, but from learning to float with the movements of the horse as I ride. More steps becomes a dance, the rider's dance, as well as the dance of the horse. He 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 ha ha ha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yours forever, dancing Hanuman Bauli. P.S. Any butter button, please press all of them. The more butter, the more nice, lovely meal you can prepare. I love to be your butter. I love you, in you, and you, I love. Okay, dancing Hanuman Bauli. May you surprise everyone. And be a good rider. Aum Shanti. And then, of course, Jai Hanuman, Jai Osho, Jai Papaji, Jai Ramana, Jai Buddha, Jai Jesus. Aum Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Happy family. We are the wise men from the East who make medicine from plants from paradise.